In the previous slides, we talked about defining our own functions. We now turn our attention to using some pre-existing standard library functions. Specifically, we will look at the math library functions over the next two slides. Box A. Here we have our basic trigonometric functions, the sine, cosine, and tangent functions. We'll assume that the reader has an understanding of these functions from previous math courses. In the United States, trigonometry is typically taught in the third year of high school. Box B. This box shows the inverse trigonometric functions, arc cosine, arc sine, and arc tangent. Note how these functions and the others have an F suffix. The F suffix denotes that these function versions work with floats. The standard math library also provides versions that work with doubles. The double versions are the same, except the F suffix is omitted. For example, the double version of the cosine function would just be double cos double x. In real-time 3D computer game graphics, we typically use floats, hence the reason why the float versions were given in the above table. Note that it has been reported that not every compiler supplies the float versions with the F suffix. If your compiler does not, then simply fall back on the double versions without the F suffix. Box C. This box shows four important functions. First is the square root function, which is even found on basic household calculators. The second is the natural logarithmic function. The third is the natural exponential function, and the fourth is the power function. Note that the caret symbol is used to denote an exponent. So those expressions would be e to the xth power and x to the yth power. If you aren't familiar with the natural logarithm or exponential functions, don't worry, you will not be tested on it. However, do know that they exist so that when you do learn about them, in the GI Math course, for example, you know where to look up the C++ functions for reference. Box D. Finally, we conclude with three additional functions. The first is the absolute value function, which you are no doubt aware of. The second and third functions here are less common in elementary math classes. Suppose you have a real number, say 3.14. We can think of 3.14 being bounded by the integers 3 and 4. We can call 3 the floor and 4 the ceiling. So if you want the floor of 3.14, you use the floor function, which returns 3. If you want the ceiling of 3.14, you use the ceiling function, which returns 4. In general, the floor function returns the largest integer less than or equal to x, and the ceil function returns the smallest integer greater than or equal to x.